I learned from one of my heroes that it's impossible to hate someone whose story you know. That is the reason Jade G gave on Facebook for hosting an event called Coffee with a Real Live Trans Person. Jade is herself a real live trans person, and she decided to hang out in a Tacoma coffee shop on Saturday and invite anyone to come and ask her questions about being transgender. Her life is kind of in the news right now, because right now our state allows people to use bathrooms and locker rooms consistent with their gender identity. But a statewide initiative is in the works to change that and make public bathrooms accessible to people who have the corresponding genitals. Jade was hoping that some of the people who support that possible initiative would show up at Coffee.
I was hoping to get a lot of people on the opposing side to come out and really just discuss what their real fears were with sharing, you know, restrooms and changing rooms with transgender people. You know, my favorite author, Jennifer Finney Boylan, has a quote that goes, "It's hard to hate someone whose story you know." And so that was my intent, was to just to get my story out there and to get, like, a, in a general sense, like, the story of trans people and why these protections matter and why repealing them, you know, is something that is going to affect us very negatively.
I know that two of the people who showed up were organizers of the Keep Locker Rooms Safe rallies. These women want to only see people with corresponding genitalia in women's locker rooms and bathrooms, and they've said they're worried that predators are going to take advantage of things as they are now. They could dress like somebody of the other gender, sneak into a bathroom or locker room, and maybe even assault somebody. What did they say to you that stands out to you?
One of them said that she thought that penises were very triggering and that, you know, seeing one would trigger her due to her being, you know, a victim of sexual assault, and it didn't matter who the genitalia was attached to. I also think it was very interesting that both of them made it very clear that they didn't think trans people were the genders that they identified as. So I think that there's definitely a lot of education that can be done.
How did they put that to you? What did they say to you personally?
What they said to me personally was that they didn't have to think that I was a woman in order to love and respect my opinion, which I thought was very discouraging, because it's like basically saying, like, you know, I don't think you're a woman, but like trying to hide something negative by saying something positive.
Why is it so discouraging for you to have someone say, I feel love and respect toward you, even though I disagree?
I guess, like, for me, it's something I've heard before. You know, despite the therapy I've gone through and, you know, the doctor visits I have to go through and being on HRT for 5 years, that, you know, it still is not enough. You know, it kind of brings me back to the space of, like, that I'll never be, like, woman enough for some people. It was a very kind of, like, honest moment where I realized that the people who are opposing the bathroom that are trying to repeal the clarifications to the WAC really don't think that transgender people belong in there. That was a very eye-opening conversation for me to have with them.
What did you say to those women?
I said that if it's really about predators, then make it about predators. You know, don't make it about trying to keep transgender people out of the bathrooms. My second point was that, you know, predators don't necessarily care about signs on doors. If someone is determined to follow you into a changing room or a bathroom, they're going to do it. And, you know, there's nothing, you know, a sign on the door isn't going to stop them. And that, you know, trying to pass more restrictions on that really just isn't going to accomplish what they think it's going to accomplish.
How do you think your arguments landed with them?
You know, I'm unsure. I hope that they heard what I had to say. It's kind of hard to say because neither one of them seemed to be really interested in actually, like, hearing my point of view. They both seemed to be interested in trying to convince me that, you know, they somehow cared about trans people, yet they still thought that banning trans people from the restrooms was the best course of action.
So do you think your coffee with a real live trans person was a failure then?
I don't think so. I think that if anything, there was more than them out there. You know, there was two other older women out there who I think I had a better chance of getting through to. And, you know, one of them and I had a moment where she asked me, you know, how can I keep my 9-year-old granddaughter from having to see male genitalia before she's ready? And my response to her was, how can we ensure that you feel safe without me having to prove that I'm transgender in order to use the bathrooms or changing rooms? And she sort of paused and she said, well, that's a really good question. And those are the people I'm really trying to reach.
Jade, I want to know, what did you learn from this coffee, maybe even about the people who you sort of oppose on this issue?
I think that, you know, behind all of the differing opinions, that there are people, and there are real life people with real life feelings and real life histories and pasts. You know, it's very easy to condemn someone else without knowing their history. And so I feel like by, you know, meeting with people who maybe have a different opinion than I do, I'm learning about why they have that different opinion and how I can, you know, best address their concerns and their feelings and their thoughts and stuff like that. And I feel that's what I've learned. It isn't some bigot at the other end of the keyboard, that it's a real life person who maybe doesn't quite understand. What I hope is that people will really look at this issue and honestly ask themselves, like, they are on the other side of the issue and don't feel comfortable sharing a shower or a changing room with trans people, to really examine why that is. Why do you feel uncomfortable with that? And then really challenge those thoughts. And, you know, maybe go out to a transgender support group and really learn about our experiences and our lives and really try to connect with us. Because really, I told people at the coffee meeting that I'm one of the most boring people, you know, at least in my opinion. My life isn't any more exciting than anyone else's, you know, except for the fact that I'm trans.
Jade G, trans woman, she invited anybody to come have a cup of coffee and talk with a real live trans person, as she says. She had six takers in Tacoma, and she's at it again next week in Bremerton.